It is terrible news, and when we heard the story last night, obviously the first concern was for the workers and also for the A&E unit and the other wards, the three-storey wards, and Sinn Féin are this morning looking immediately for a meeting with the officials in the HSE to make sure that the building can be completed, either McNamara's or whoever other contractor needs to be moved in there as soon as possible and get this accident emergency unit up and running for the public in Donegal. We're aware that the project is nearly complete, that it's just snagging that has to be done at this point in time. So there's very little to be done, and we need to make sure that this legal wrangle now that McNamara has found itself in doesn't obstruct the opening of the accident and emergency unit and the other ward that was due to open before the end of this year.
As you say, Pierce, the building is almost finished. There's no point just leaving it lying idle now. They should just get it finished straight away. And there's also the question of the workers here.
There is surely, and as I said, you know, Sinn Féin and Paddy McLaughlin will be leading that this morning. It has sought an immediate meeting with the HSE. You know, these companies have got bonds out. Are those bonds still viable? We're not sure. One of the things that we were asking last year before the contract was awarded to McNamara was that local companies would get the work. We were told that wasn't possible because they wouldn't have the necessary bonds in place. So it just shows you now, you know, that I think that if it was local companies, maybe we wouldn't have been in the place we are today.